Now, moons like ours could be actually really quite rare, some researchers have been finding. Now, our moon is thought to have been created by a planet the size of Mars hitting the sort of proto-Earth before this had happened. The resulting debris was thrown out and slowly coalesced to form the moon. I think possibly something similar may have happened for Pluto's moon Charon, which is very close to it. Now, Nadia Grolova from the University of Florida has been looking for evidence of this sort of collision in other solar systems. Our technology isn't good enough to actually detect the planets themselves. So what they've been looking at is the dust from these collisions. So if two things hit each other, it's going to throw out lots and lots of stuff. It's going to be dust. It's going to be hot. So they've been looking for this hot gas. They've been looking at a load of solar systems just forming only about 30 million years old. It's the time that most of these collisions should be happening. From their results, they think that only maybe 1 in 10 or 20 solar systems could have had a collision anything like ours, and only some of those collisions would actually produce something like the moon.
So that's a bit of a worry, isn't it? Because, the moon's important for life on Earth, we think, for various reasons. It's very stabilising, isn't it?
Yeah, but it seems to... They think it stabilises the orientation of the axis of the Earth. So this orientation has been roughly pointing in the same direction for the last 4 or 5 billion years, which means that you get the same seasons all the time, everything's very stable. Without it, the kind of axis would slowly wander over billions of years, and probably that would stop very advanced life forming. It wouldn't stop simple life, but it would stop advanced life like us.
Is that because the conditions on Earth would change faster than the animals could adapt, or the life could adapt, and that would mean that things were continuously becoming extinct before they could really develop very fast?
Yeah, that's the idea, that there isn't enough time, nice and stable, to develop complex life, because actually once you've got multicellular life, it's quite easy to evolve more complicated. The difficult bit is going from one cell to multicellular, and they don't think it'd been stable for long enough.
So how does the moon have that stabilising influence? What's the physics there?
I think some of it's because the Earth is kind of, it's not quite a perfect sphere, it's kind of splurged out sideways.
It's fat around the middle, like humans. many humans.
Many humans. And so that means that the bit closest to the moon will tend to get attracted to the moon, so it will kind of... stabilise it a bit. So if the Earth tried to tip away from the axis of the moon, it'll get pulled back again over thousands of millions of years.
That's good to know. So the impact of this is that we've got the moon to thank for advanced life on Earth, and that there aren't that many moon systems like ours, so therefore that narrows down the opportunity of finding life like we've got here elsewhere.
Yeah, it does mean that we could be very, really quite special on this planet of ours.
Well, we know we're special, Dave, but... I'm just thinking there are something like 7 heptillion stars in the universe, isn't there, at NASA's latest estimate. That's 22 zeros after the number 7. So there's still a lot of opportunities for other systems like ours to...
Yeah, it doesn't mean that you wouldn't find life or wouldn't find intelligent life. It's just we're less likely to find it on our doorstep, I think.
I don't know, I've been looking for life in Cambridge lately.